Beis Hayin Heis is Beis. Zafke Echot. It's also to read by a lamp, because you may come to switch the position to get it like better. That's only if you're reading by yourself. Two people can read together. Shimbo Echot Lahatois. He's going to tilt him to get the oil blows in the wick. His friend will remind him that it is Shabbos today. The Mishnah Berurah is over here that says it is only as far as learning to get. Then they were more lenient and they relied on the Svarah. But if it's Rishus, just something he wants to read some book, which he has a Heter to read, but it's not a Mitzvah, then he did not permit the Heter of two people reading together. It ties the lenient even by that. If each one's reading his own book, then one will not help the other because there's no connection between the two. If each one's reading a separate sefer, it also doesn't help the reading the same topic because the might each one's involved in his own book. In other words, basically, the Shulchan Aruch is raising a very interesting question. If it's an issue to read by candlelight, and we know in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, they only had candlelight. So we said the Suda you can eat because the Suda doesn't need very clear light, and therefore we're not concerned you're going to play around with the light. How you let it happen with the Suda? So basically, we're saying, there's a special hefta because it's something that you're used to reading, and therefore you don't need so much light. It's just to more or less remind you of what to say. But it's some complicated piyutin that I said, not normally said, then the Hanani, it would be also to stay him at night. Mishnah Berurah said that even though before we had Mekilim that said that by candles there's no shash of Shemayata, but here that's in the shul that a lot of people together are going to be more lenient on candles, people are going to come to be lenient by oil lamps. Mishnah Berurah says, according to this, if somebody says, Samira says, he's not used to saying the same thing, and he will not be able to say them from the sefer. So this can happen if your electricity goes out. So, once again, if you have candles, we saw before, to rely on the candles. If you have oil, then one should not read things that he's not used to reading in that light. Sir Gimel, Tim Yeshach, you might feel ain't okay, for I'm going to take Daikho Lai, Shaloyate, Utter. If you have somebody else in the room, even if he's not reading with you, but you tell him, pay attention to me, make sure I don't touch the lamp, then it helps. What in the Mohican Ishtar. His wife also is acceptable. Don't say that. You can't rely on the wife, she'll be afraid to start up with him. You can rely on her. Siv David, Ogdom Choshev, Shein Dalka, Vachor, Vahapis, Mut, Vachor, Gavna, a person who is in high esteem that never touches the lamp anyway, even during the week, he does not have his issue of reading by candlelight. Kamaban doesn't, not totally in the Hashivas, he could be the God Lador, but when he's learning, he sometimes tilts the candle, the lamp, and it will be also for him. At the famous Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, that he was learning and something happened. Okay. Sifei. The Matura Filasar Kechadein Koyrin. Here there's a big bonfire, and even 10 people together cannot read there, even there in one topic. Mishum, the Hoyer Vyashim, the Hoyer Gemzemi Zen, since they're far away from each other, then one would not affect the other one. Vod is not a Sudu Sluzum is there. The bonfire has little twigs that are on fire that maybe next to one of them they're going to move it around one way or the other, closer and further away from him, and one cannot oversee what's happening by the other one in this situation. Therefore, by the bonfire, we have no head to, of reading, but by the bonfire, even if there are multiple people there.